Jonathan, you're very welcome to In Business, and thanks for talking to me this evening.
Not at all. Looking forward to it. Thank you very much. I think it's great that we have an opportunity just to get on the air and share with people.
Yeah, we're delighted to chat to you this evening. So I suppose to start off, you might tell us a little bit about Sleave Mish Honey and the company.
Yes, Sleave Mish Honey. So it came about when I walked out the door one morning and found I had bees falling out of the roof. I put out the feelers and a gentleman turned up with a bee suit and a box and off we went. Opportunity knocks, and sometimes it knocks very softly. So next thing I knew is I had hives in the garden. And shortly after that, I had honey on the table. And the question then is, well, what do you do with all this stuff? And that's when the business side of it kicked off and we started investigating, what does it take to sell honey at local markets? Is there an interest? Is there anything special about Irish honey, and in particular, Irish heather honey?
Fantastic. It sounds brilliant and very much inspired, I suppose, by, as you said, like just a random opportunity or a random encounter, I suppose, you had as well, which is fantastic. How has business been going since he first set up? I think it was back in 2021 when he launched.
That's correct. Yeah. So, I mean, I started the beekeeping back then. And then more recently, I started selling honey at local farmers markets and sort of experiencing the customer response to honey and starting to understand some of the USPs that we have around that opportunity. Really, it was formalized, you know, the choice to be formal about the whole thing and get on with it was as a result of the Food Academy program, where they showed us some of the opportunities and barriers to going public. It's probably not the right word, but certainly getting on the shelf in a major retailer. And that was really helpful.
Fantastic. And I want to talk to you a little bit more about that. But just before we get into the program, I suppose, I want to ask you a little bit about the process of creating the honey. So what would a typical day look like for you, Jonathan, in the company?
Yeah, well, it's almost entirely down to the bees. A beehive has between the Aviva Stadium and Croke Park bees in it, so between 50 and 90,000 bees.
Wow.
A worker bee will produce between half and a quarter of a teaspoon of honey in its entire life. And towards the end of the summer is when we start to see heather honey coming. So then we start to think about harvesting it, opening up the beehives, pulling out the frames of honey and stashing them away to make them available throughout the rest of the year. So the frames are probably about 2 kilos. That would be quite a big frame. And I would break that down into boxes of honeycomb. So we'd have to section, pull it out of the frame, cut them up, package them, and then label them and make them available either at a farmer's market or, as you've just discovered, super value on the local taste shelves and so forth in the super value stores.
Fantastic. And Jonathan, what kind of reaction are you getting from the farmer's markets and things? Because I know there's so many benefits, isn't there, to that natural honey, I suppose, which is hugely important.
Yeah, it's really interesting. People are very, very informed about honey. So there's a study done at the European level. They examined honey from around the European market, and in particular in the UK, that is a study of 320 samples or so. In the UK, they took 10 samples, and 100% of those failed the test because they'd been adulterated in one way or another. Across the EU, the failure rate was about 46%. It's a really high level of public awareness about that. And I get asked questions, you know, is this real honey? Is it Irish honey? Is it raw honey? Is it unprocessed? And the USP around comb was that it's obviously what comes out of the hive. And what I say to people is the last thing to stamp on this was a bee. It's perfectly natural. It's untouched. It's unprocessed. It's exactly what the bees produced. And they see that as a great USP.
I can imagine. It's fantastic. It's really, really interesting. You mentioned obviously there a few minutes ago that you took part in the Food Academy program. Can you explain to us, I suppose, maybe why you decided to take part in it and maybe what the whole program involved and how it might have helped you along the way?
Yeah, the choice was kind of a no-brainer in retrospect, but at the time I looked at it as an opportunity to open the door on going on the shelf in a more formal, structured manner, and in particular with an eye on the idea of exporting honey to Europe, to the UK, to Germany, to France. But I'm also very aware that we have a very, very small production volume or weight, and it would need to be a sort of boutique product, one which is recognized as being high value. So that was the thing that drew me towards the Food Academy. It's a first step on that road. And very clearly, they helped us a lot. So looking at things like professionalizing the packaging, making sure that it's all food contact material, safety approved, and then all of the Department of Agriculture and Department of Health certifications and the processes you need to go through to be recognized and to be food safe.
Did you feel it was a huge benefit to you having taken part in that program, I suppose, and bringing you to where you are now with the business?
Oh, undoubtedly. I mean, aside from the putting the structure around it and cleaning up the packaging and making sure that all of the health stuff is in place, it's a great opportunity from Musgraves. They set the program up, they staff it, they fund it, and then each of the independent stores that we're going into, that's shelf space that they're giving up to give us an opportunity to be seen in public. So I think it's a very generous program. I'd encourage anybody with a food product or a product that might be of interest to SuperValue to get involved and to reach out and just see what it's all about.
Absolutely. And you mentioned, as well as part of the program now, your products, they're on the shelves in SuperValues around the county and beyond. That must be a lovely feeling. Can you describe it to me?
It is. It's great. I think the biggest achievement is for people who are honey producers to see their product on a shelf in a supermarket. And it breaks down the barrier of what I see a lot of in the producer, you know, the small producers. They think that honey comes from the end of the garden and, you know, that's grand, let's give it away. Or maybe we'll sell a bit of it down the farmer's market and be done. For those guys to see their product on a shelf in a professional package kind of opens the eyes a little bit to say, well, hang on a minute, this is a world-class product. People recognize it as such, and now I can see my honey in that context and begin to ask questions about the value of the honey, the value of the thing that I'm producing at the end of the garden. Ireland is one of the more expensive places in Europe to produce honey, and that's mostly down to energy costs, energy inputs in the process of producing honey.
Okay, that's very interesting. I wasn't aware of that. And I know as well, a lot of work goes into it. You described it to us there a few moments ago as well, but each of your comb, it's harvested by hand as well, by the sounds of things anyway. You use quite sustainable practices. Is that an important aspect of the business for you, Jonathan?
Yeah, very, very much so. Really what we're trying to demonstrate is to our consumers and to our suppliers is trust, integrity and quality. And that's trust that the product that we're selling to people is what it says on the box. It's pure Irish, unprocessed honey. And we do that by, as I said, with the comb packaging. But also to the people who produce the honey, to make sure that they feel that they're getting value and they get to see their product in a sort of a world context, that this is a real product. Just as a short aside, Irish heather honey is comparable to Manuka honey, which everybody recognizes as mm-hmm. the New Zealand honey. There was a study done in the technology universities up in Dublin. They compared Manuka honey to Irish honey in general, and they found that Irish heather honey is at least as good as Manuka honey in terms of its Manuka magic, its special content.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
It's a unique color, flavor, and if you look around the mountains here in the late summer, they're covered in heather. That's a great opportunity for somebody.
Absolutely. It certainly is. It sounds fabulous altogether. Have you been getting much reaction, I suppose, from family and friends maybe that have gone into SuperValue and seen the product on the shelves?
Not yet. I mean, the whole thing is just launched, so we'll have to wait on that. But certainly the social media posts and all that stuff that's going out, the family and friends are responding to that very positively. It's like, oh, wow, you know, this is... Suddenly it's gotten very real.
Absolutely.
Suddenly
yeah.
It's on the shelf. It's not just something, as I say, from the end of the garden.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's very exciting. I suppose as you look to the future now, the business you've gotten this far, and I suppose all the hard work that you've put in over the last couple of years are starting to pay off, and you can see it, I suppose, come to fruition now, and that, you know, going to a wider market maybe through the SuperValues as well and reaching more and more consumers. What are your hopes or your plans maybe for the business in the next couple of years, Jonathan?
So initially, like I said, we're at the farmer's market. So we're in Tralee, we're out in Dingle and Holy Ground. We're in the SuperValues, the three of them. So one in Killarney, one in Dingle and one in Skibbereen. But in the future, I would really like to be able to express this product on the international market and to bring the story of Irish honey, the quality product, the special place that it occupies to the international market. So I think we'll have to start slowly, maybe pick a country or a boutique type chain and start selling it in there. But clearly the eye is on the international market very much.
Fantastic. Big plans. So it sounds exciting, and it sounds like that you have all the hard work done behind the scenes, and hopefully, look, it will be successful for you and you will break into that international market. But Jonathan, it's been lovely to talk to you and to hear all about the business. So thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.